Welcome to the Miss Nina B Show, inspiring you to greatness. I'm your host, Miss Nina B. Abdul Wakil, sharing words of wisdom, practical life tips, and insights. Today, I am super excited because I have with me Miss Felicia Lucas. I'm honored. And it's a pleasure to be speaking with her. She is a minister, inspirational speaker, empowerment coach, number one international best-selling author, and publisher. She's got quite a resume, and I'm excited to be talking with her. Welcome, Miss Felicia Lucas.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so happy to have this opportunity to chat with you on today.
You are obviously a woman on a mission. You are very multifaceted, and I often refer to multifaceted women as diamonds because truly that is a clear example of being multifaceted and of value. Today I want to talk to Felicia, the best-selling author, and Felicia, the publisher. Mm-hmm. So what was your first book and what made you decide to write it?
Well, my first book is called Make It Happen, Moving Towards Your Best You. And I actually wrote it a year ago. It was published back in July of 2016. And I wrote it because actually how it was birthed, I'm also, as you said in the intro, I am a speaker. And so as I was going out speaking at various events, there was one particular event when I was done, the presenters there and some of the people there were asking, well, where's your book? And I'm like, what do you mean? Where's my book? They said, where's your book? You know, we want to buy a book. You should write a book. And so for me, it was kind of like an eye-opening experience as a speaker, going out, sharing my message, which is moving towards your best you, but not to have something in hand to give them after that experience. And so I had always been a writer. I'd been a writer since like middle school. You know, I was the one that was writing on the newspaper staff, and I did journals and poems and all those things. So I was a writer. So it was in me. But at that point, it, you know, had not manifested to the level that I would write a book. And so once that seed was planted, like, you know, really, you do need to do the book. I went ahead and did the book. And so, as I said, it was a combination of my life. I talk about how I have overcome some obstacles. I've talked about how I've had a physical transformation. I talk about my spiritual life, my professional life, and I give that back to the women and the young people that I serve.
So what was it like, that experience, writing your first book and getting it published?
Well, actually, you know, a lot of people ask me that question, and I actually wrote the book in 10 weeks. Wow. And they are like, oh my goodness, how in the world did you write the book in 10 weeks? And really, you know, what happened, I actually went through a book coaching program. And so it was really structured. So for every week, we had to write two chapters. And so the advantage that I actually had was because I am a speaker, when I speak, a lot of it's written out. So a lot of the things that were in the book, I mean, this is stuff that I've been saying for years. So I did have that advantage over some of the other participants in the group because I was able to, you know, as a minister, have sermons and different things. I was able to pull things together. But it was a 10-week process. And at the end of that, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've written a book. But what the most frightening thing for me actually was, I didn't tell anyone except my immediate family that I was writing a book. So the hardest part for me was actually posting on Facebook. I remember it was a Sunday. I was posting on Facebook the fact I was releasing this to the world. And I struggled with hitting that send button.
Wow.
I struggled with announcing that I actually had completed this project. And it was a mental thing where I felt like, you know, what would people think? Oh, once they found this out, you know, how would that change things? So I had a mental tug of war for a while. And once the book actually, you know, was published and it came out and people actually started reading it, you know, I actually felt better. I felt liberated that I was able to actually, after so long, to be able to tell those aspects of my story. And then, you know, there's a part in there I talk about some personal things that people did not know. And so at that point, you know, my private became really, really public.
Right.
And so at that point, there's nothing else really to say about it. You know, it's like, wow, it's out there. It is what it is. And how can I use that to help someone else that may be struggling with the same thing? So overall, it was a great experience, but I did for a minute struggle in actually sharing it with the world.
I can imagine that. I just recently published a podcast where I share my story, and I share some very personal things and things that people who've known me for years never knew.
Yeah.
And so it is that moment where you go, am I ready to put my stuff out there like that? But when you're driven and motivated by the fact that it could help someone else, it just takes you over that line so that you can move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what was that experience like, getting a book published?
For me, I think that whole experience, it taught me a lot about myself. It taught me a lot about having an idea, seeing it from start to finish, regardless of the obstacles that might come up, you know, being determined, being driven to get it done, and to physically go on Amazon and actually see my book there. Or, you know, for me, that was huge. That was huge. And that whole process, I personally decided to be a self-publisher because I had my own publishing company. So, kind of thinking about for what was best for me, to be a self-publisher or try to go the traditional route. And so I decided to do the self-publishing. So that, you know, learning that process and being able to take that from, you know, point A all the way to point Z, actually being a part of that, you know, for me actually helped obviously my business, because, you know, I've gone through that process and I fully understand that now. But just that whole experience of being that published author and like, wow, I had a dream that came true, and I never would have thought on that level that it would have manifested that way.
So this is somewhat of a loaded question. How did the book do?
The book did well. It did well. I actually introduced, and how I became the number one international best-selling author is I actually introduced a few of the chapters as an ebook. And that's what happened for the Make It Happen. It was an ebook, and that's how we became international, because it was number one in France, and it was in the top for the UK. So it did well. It did well, and it's still doing well.
Congratulations.
So every month it's still focused. And as I'm talking my message, you know, I still get royalties coming in. So yay.
So you mentioned a publishing company. So you are the founder and CEO of a Christian-based publishing company called His Glory Creations.
Yes.
How was His Glory Creations born? Where did it come about?
So actually, His Glory Creations started back in 2003, and it was a desktop publishing company. So I was doing flyers and brochures and presentations and business cards and all things a business, you know, from a standpoint. So I was doing a lot of the desktop publishing, and over the, you know, the course of time, it evolved into the book publishing aspect of that. The name His Glory Creations, you know, it takes me back to the scripture, and that's in 1 Corinthians 10:31. It talks about, do all that you do, whatever you do, do unto the glory of God. And so the name of the company is really about whatever product I produce, whether it be a flyer, a business card, a book, a presentation, how can God be glorified? And, the desire is that He be glorified in that and it be excellent. And so I'm very funny about my stuff that goes out. I want it right. I want it you know, if it's His glory creations, I don't want mess to go out. And so I'm very meticulous about that to make sure it represents who it's His glory. I'm creating things that represent His glory. So that's how that title came about. 2003, and just, you know, as I said, it's evolved into the publishing part, that part of the publishing, but it's always been a publishing company.
So what projects do you have going on right now?
I am so excited. I am part of an anthology, and I have 10 other women that have partnered with me to be a part of my first anthology, where we're going to talk about our stories of surviving losses, adversities. My vision was to have different women with different experiences that have from all parts of the world and all parts of those different experiences to come together and to have that collaboration. And I am so blessed to have women from all over the United States. Even have a lady that's from South Korea that's on the project. So we're already international before we even have our first draft presented. So that's one project that I have that's coming out for fall of 2017. And then secondly, my company, my husband and I are working on a book, a marriage book, that's coming out in spring of 2018. So those are two main projects that I have going on right now.
Well, I know that you stay busy based on looking at your website, FelicaLucas.com, right?
Yes, that's it.
And you can see just from looking at that, all the different elements that you have going on. But particularly in the book space, how do you help someone who has a concept, has a desire to write a book? How would you help them get their book published?
Yes. So I have a program, and it's called Make It Happen with the Book Now. And it is a coaching program where and I've had people that come at different stages. One of my clients was pretty much had written probably 80% of her book when she came to me. So I just helped her, you know, the last 20% and walked her through the process of how she wanted to become a publisher of her own works as well. So I taught her what I have, the knowledge that I have, so that she could publish her book. I'm also now working with some clients who are at the beginning, so they have not even started writing. So it depends on what the client, where they are. If they need that individual coaching, I can help with that. The editing parts, you know, help with that. The business aspect of it, I help with that. So it's pretty based on what the client needs. Our company delivers at that point, but I can take them from, you know, if they start and have nothing on paper to actually getting that idea, they would go through my coaching program called Make It Happen with the Book Now.
Now, yes, we had the opportunity to speak with one of the people who I believe went through your program, author Christine Wilson, and yes, she spoke very highly of the support and the coaching that you provided to her to really get her book published and get it out for us to enjoy her book, Authentically You. Yes. So I thank you for offering your services to her.
Yes, I'm very proud of Chris. She did it, and I'm proud of how God is using her and her message. And she's a brilliant writer, and I know that she has more on the way to come. So there's so much more in her, and that was just a little appetizer for the audience. But yeah, I am super duper proud of Chris and what she's been able to accomplish, and look forward to seeing what's going to happen in the future.
Well, you mentioned your anthology project, and I am happy to share with the listeners that I am one of those women that is included in this anthology project, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to share part of my story through this project and working with Felicia on this project.
Yes. I didn't know if you wanted to surprise them or not, so that's why I didn't mention it. But yes, I am glad to have you aboard, and you were so eager once it was posted to be a part of it. So get ready.
It's coming. Get ready. Yes. So I want you to ask you, what is the first thing you think a new author or a potential author should do to get started?
And that's a great question. To get started, you just need to write. And I think a lot of times people, when they start writing, if they have a concept, they'll write a page or something. Then they go back and they edit it, and then they rearrange it. I would say just write. Write what you're feeling. Write your thoughts. That's what the editors, that's their job. Our job is to write. It's their job to edit. There's, obviously, from grammaticals and syntax and all that kind of stuff, that's what they worry about. So as a writer, if you have a feeling that's something that you really, really want to share with the world, then you just write it. If you're a speaker, as I shared with you earlier, that if you're a speaker, you have that advantage, because if you go out to speak, always make sure you record it if possible. Because a lot of times when I speak live, it may be different than what I have on my paper, and I'm able to go back and pull those notes in order to, in other future projects. So the first thing to do is just to start writing. And once you get that all down, if you know your subject matter that you want to write about, just start that process. And don't worry about, how it's flowing at this point. Just if there's a collection of stories, document things. For me, I had to, I went back and actually asked my grandmother, and I did some research on some of the things that I was talking about, because I wanted to get that foundation correct. So sometimes it would require you to do some research on that subject matter so that when you're writing, it makes sense, not just to you, but to your audience. But the main thing is just to write, and I tell my clients, they have to make it a priority. I met a gentleman the other day that he said that he asked me, how long did it take me to write my book? And I said, 10 weeks. And he said he's been writing here for 20 years.
Hmm.
And he's still not done. And I'm like, you got to get it done. If that's your priority and you really want to get this book out, you've been writing on it for 20 years. At what point do you say now is the time? A lot of people, they leave this earth with so much in them that someone else could have benefited from hearing that story. Jot them down, keep a journal beside your bed. I have a journal beside my bed. I have something in my purse. I have something in the car, because I'm driving down the road. Sometimes I have to pull over because it's like, things are downloaded. I use my phone as a recorder. Sometimes going to work because it's in my head. I can't stop and write. So as a writer, you have to write. And that's the best advice. You just write. And then when you hook up with the right company and the right publisher, the right editor, they will ensure that those thoughts that you have, they will help format that. But the key is you got to get it on paper.
So I start writing, I get it all down. When do I contact you?
At any point, you can contact me before you had the idea, and we can kind of talk about what does that look like. Or if you're completely done with your writing and you want to have my consultant services at that point, we can do that. So it would just depend on you as an individual.
Well, you obviously have a wealth of wisdom in this process and the passion to support people through the journey in this process. What nugget, what words of wisdom can you share with the Miss Nina B family to encourage them to step out on that dream of writing a book?
So how I would encourage you would be to just say, just do it. I think about this process of being a writer, an author, now a published author, as leaving a legacy for my kids. My great-grandkids, my great-great-great-grandkids will always have this documentation of in my first book, when I talk about my life. There are stories in there they'll hear about their great-grandfather and me. So that would be my advice, is just do it. When God gives you those ideas, sometimes, I always say, be crazy enough to do it. And people look at you and they're like, I cannot believe this is, she's doing this and she's doing that. But being obedient to that, stepping out, doing it, and keeping Him first in the process, will allow you to reach that dream and to be all that he has called you to be. But it first starts out, you just have to just do it and leave that legacy for your children's children.
I love that. Leaving that legacy is an important factor. I think some people probably don't even think about that. They just think about, you know, oh, what are the people currently in my life are going to think when they read it. But if you think generations ahead will have access to this, they get an insight as to your life, what you were feeling, what you were experiencing as, you know, as part of their history.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Felicia, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time and honoring the Miss Nina B Show with an interview to share all the phenomenal things you're doing. And not even all of them, because we could have talked about your speaking, your event planning, all the other things that you have going on. But particularly in the book writing and publishing space, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to our family, the Miss Mina B family, and sharing your experience and your words of wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me.
Miss Nina B family, if you want to deal with or write a book and deal with someone who will encourage you, coach you through the process, please reach out to Miss Felicia Lucas. Her website is FeliciaLucas.com. You can also find her on Facebook. And I will also have her information on my website for your easy access. Thank you so much. Remember, be empowered, be encouraged. Walk boldly into your dreams. You are great. Thank you so much.